Hello, Nerdy Legion. How are you nerds doing today? Welcome once again to your once a week nerd news headlines update. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you the things. In today's episode, Netflix is really trying hard to get you to stick around and watch more than just Stranger Things. We have Star Wars going a little nuts in the rumor mill. We also have some interesting movie announcements to talk about and update on the Super Mario Brothers situation and so much more. So let's just do the thing. This week in housekeeping is a really big bummer, and it's very much going to affect things in a way that I really don't fully understand just yet. So I recently had a death in the family, and we will be taking very likely next week off, potentially the week following, while I get certain things in order for this. Things are not going to go 100% dark, but they're going to go pretty close to that. So it just kind of is what it is. I'm not even going to guarantee you that I'm going to get an episode of something up this Friday in replacement for our live show that is not going to happen, which I told you about last week. Also, speaking of the live Friday shows, still trying to situate the day job situation. So until that happens, we are still on a hold for the Friday show. But again, with death in the family, that was kind of should be a little bit anticipated, I feel like. So until further notice, that's kind of all we've got for housekeeping, because that's going to be taking up a fair portion of my life for the next week or two, and I will have an update for you. Stay tuned to the social medias as well as the community page on the YouTube if that's where you find the show, and I'll keep you as updated as I can. Otherwise, we have news to talk about, so let's not let this ruin the entire show, shall we? So let's talk about TV shows, shall we? We have a couple follow-ups here. We also have a whole fair amount of trailers to talk about. One of those trailers, super exciting, Black Mirror, anyone? Yes, yes, okay. So let's start with the follow-ups and corrections. First up, we have Frasier in the follow-up section. Perry Gilpin, who played Roz in the original series, has just signed on for a guest role. She is not going to be recurring necessarily. She'll be in a small handful of episodes, probably one or two, and that's going to be about it, assuming, you know, we get about 8 to 10 episodes in this reboot series. Pretty cool. That's all we got. Let's move on. Next up, we have, oh, this is such a weird one. Okay, so we talked previously about all of the James Bond things are going to be happening, I believe, on Amazon, though I didn't put it in the notes because, say it with me, children, I take amazing notes, that's right. Okay, so either way, it's the one of the series that is going to be based on the James Bond property, however loosely, is called 007 Road to a Million. It's a reality show that they do whatever the hell they're going to do in very iconic Bond locales. And apparently for this project, they decided they needed a villain. And who better to play a British villain for a spy-themed outing than Brian Cox. Now that he's no longer on Succession, because his character, spoiler alerted, that's all you're going to get. But yeah, so now that he's no longer on Succession, he apparently needed a thing to do, and they were like, hey, you want to be a Bond villain? And he was like, yeah. And they were like, okay, cool. We have this reality series. And he was like, what? I don't know if that's how it went, but that's how it went in my head. So yeah, Brian Cox joining the cast of a reality show based on James Bond. Strange, but that's what we got. So let's move on. Next is just a real quick follow-up. Beavis and Butthead Season 2. Much like they did with Season 1 of this reboot series, they released the first episode for free on the YouTubes. Go check it out, because it's Beavis and Butthead, and it's almost as good as it was back in the day. Not quite, but very, very close. That's what we got for follow-ups. Let's talk about those trailers. First up, the Netflix has been rolling out a whole lot of trailers very recently. So if you are curious about some of the things we don't cover here, because we're only going to cover a very small few, then go check out their YouTube channel. They have a whole bunch of teaser trailers. Not all of them nerdy. Not all of the nerdy ones even are English language, so it's a little bit harder to follow, and Go check it out. There's I believe the Tudum thing is going on right now, but I could be wrong. I could have just misread the article. Either way, Netflix is dropping a whole boatload of trailers. We're going to talk about a couple. But before we get to that, we have Ultraman Blazer. Blazer? I think it's Blazer. So the most recent Ultraman series set to release in Japan July 8th. I did not find an American release for this series, though it's Ultraman, so it's going to come stateside soon. I just don't know when. So when I find that out, we'll have an update. But until then, go check out the trailer for the new series because it looks freaking awesome. Okay, next we have Star Trek Strange New Worlds Season 2, June 15th. New episodes will launch every Thursday from there. This trailer, if you didn't see Season 1 yet, is motivation to watch Season 1 so that you will not be like... Strange New Worlds and Picard, I think, are the two things that they're doing the best as far as the Star Trek franchise is going these days. I actually am a bit of a fan of Discovery, but I understand why people have issues with it. That being said, go watch this trailer and tell me I'm wrong. Let's move right along to the big one, and that is Witcher Season 3 has finally dropped its first trailer. The series is going to be cut into two separate volumes. Netflix will be dropping Volume 1 June 29th, and then Volume 2 will be out a month later on July 27th. Kind of because they're still working on the second half, which is interesting, but they're trying to get all of the good, the Henry Cavill goodwill out there as soon as possible so people be like, yeah, we actually like Netflix. And then maybe with some of those other things that they're rolling out trailers for right now, they'll, you know, keep you there long enough to watch other things that you'll forget that they fire or that they, you know, pissed off Henry Cavill so much that he decided to leave the Witcher series. But, yeah, who really knows, right? Anyway, I'm rambling. Let's move on. Next one is FUBAR. This is another Netflix series that is coming out soon, and it's noteworthy because Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the lead in this series. It seems a little discombobulated. Don't exactly know what the series is going to be based on the trailer alone, but Schwarzenegger doing a TV series is gonna be worth a watch for at least an episode or two, right? The series starts May 25th. Even if for morbid curiosity you're gonna watch it, that's when you can watch it. And then our final trailer is also a big announcement. We have a season 6 for Black Mirror. That is right. Black Mirror is happening for a 6th season. It is going to be sometime in June. We don't know exactly when, but creator Charlie Brooker has said that he's going to be breaking some of the rules that he laid out for the previous seasons as a means of keeping it fresh and stuff. The quote that I read about this from Brooker himself was very vague and not really worth noting explicitly outside of it. Suffice to say that he is going to be, he didn't say explicitly what rules he's breaking of his own. I don't even know if he's ever laid out what those rules are that he laid for himself as far as this series is concerned, but either way, Black Mirror season 6. I hope it's more than 3 episodes, but if you watch the trailer, seems like a lot of those scenes come from the same episode, so we might only have like 4 episodes in season 6. I hope it's longer than that, but either way, it's more Black Mirror, and who can say no to that? Also, kind of noteworthy here, I didn't think we were going to get a 6th season of Black Mirror because, like, all of Brooker's predictions about the future have come true, are coming true, at least. Social credit, we have the Elon Musk is working on the brain thing so you can record, and, like, just so much of his social commentary is no longer, like, satire, it's commentary. It's just weird. Yeah, AI is also a big thing with him. Anyway, yeah, I'm stoked, but I'm very intrigued, and I'm kind of curious and confused. But let's have that conversation. I don't know. Moving on. Sorry, rambling. All right, so we have one piece of regular-ass news to talk about, and it has to do with a TV show from my childhood. That is Blossom, Mayim Bialik. Sorry if I mispronounce her name. I hear it regularly, still don't know how to pronounce it properly, and I apologize. But she has confirmed that the pilot for the reboot of the Blossom series has been written. At least a majority, if not all, of the original cast are willing to return. All of them that are, you know, still around and such are willing to return. The EPs, everything is in line. The only thing is, there's no studio to back it. There's no one who's going to air the episode if it ever actually gets made. All of the pieces are in place for it to get made, except for that one major one. So, very interesting, very intriguing, just because this is Mayim Bialik as a kid, like when I was a kid, and just a weird, strange relationship with Blossom. Like, I kind of really dug it, but I also was very confused, whatever. It'll be interesting to see. Let's move from there into suggestions for TV streaming. Our suggestion this week is one that I probably should have done much sooner, and that is Marvelous Miss Maisel, final season, season 5. If you are not watching this show, you've got some catching up to do, because it is absolutely wonderful and freaking hilarious and just solid writing, solid acting. You can conduct class on the cinematography in this series, and if you are a cinema nerd in the slightest, you owe it to yourself to watch Miss Maisel, all 5 seasons. We're about halfway through season 5. Yes, please and thank you. Let's move on. That brings us to the movies section. Movies is actually quite short this week, but still very exciting. We have Beetlejuice, we have Flash, we have trailers. Let's get into it. So follow-ups this week for movies. First up, we have the box office follow-up for Super Mario, the animated Super Mario movie. We're looking at $875 million as of Tuesday this week. So easily going to cross over that $1 billion threshold, because this is only week 3. That's right. 3 weeks to get almost $1 billion. It just keeps going, and it's going to break more and more records. I hope so hard that this movie becomes like top 3 highest selling or grossing or whatever movies ever, because like that just kind of legitimizes the culture, don't you think? So that's the first follow-up. Second follow-up, I've actually been following this since it was rumored. Actually, this has been rumored long before YouTube was even a thing. But Beetlejuice 2 officially confirmed to be happening. We had the rumor previously that Jenna Ortega was going to be joining the project. Now that has been confirmed as far as I know. And, you know, things are moving forward with it. That's all we really have. CinemaCon just got over. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the rumor section, so stick around for that. That's what we got for Beetlejuice. Our last piece of follow-up has to do with The Conjuring. Conjuring Last Rites. The title has been revealed for the next Conjuring movie. Last Rites. That's what we got. Let's move on. Let's talk about trailers now, shall we? We got the second major trailer for Fast X, the 10th and supposedly final installment of the Fast and Furious franchise, the mainline movies at least. Tickets are on sale now, so if you are down to watch Vin Diesel go back into space, I don't even know where they're gonna go with this one, but I'm definitely along for the ride just because it's dumb fun at its finest. Yeah, tickets on sale now. Movie is set to release May 19th. Equalizer 3 is the next trailer we're gonna highlight. Equalizer 3, Denzel Washington coming back. And yeah, this is a good series. This should be the final installment in the series, and I mean, not to give away any spoilers, but man, this trailer is definitely leading you to believe that Denzel Washington's character is going to die, right? Like, I'm not the only one who got that, am I? Whatever. All right, so our next one is actually probably the biggest divider in the community right now. The Flash. CinemaCon, like I said, just happened. Flash debuted a new trailer at CinemaCon. Then we got a slightly longer Japanese trailer for the movie that had some other footage that kind of is leading people to think maybe Reverse Flash is in this, though I don't necessarily understand why they would think that. Seems like it's pretty obvious there's going to be two different Flashes. I don't know that one of them is going to explicitly be Reverse Flash, but I could be wrong. It's just... So the reason this is kind of divisive, if you're going to say it incorrectly, is because obviously this is still a work in progress. We still have some time before the movie launches, June 16th to be specific, so a little over a month before this movie is in theaters. So they still have a lot of time to finalize the look of the CGI. So this is unfinished CGI in this trailer because they had to put something out because we are legitimately under 2 months out from the movie. So yeah, I don't think the final CGI is going to look as bad as it does in this trailer, but I don't know, I've been wrong before. So here's to hoping that they're not just full of the wind, as they say. Yeah, that's what we got for trailers. We have no regular ass news, so let's talk movie suggestion for the week. Movie suggestion this week is, honestly, don't take my nerd card, because it's really kind of anthropologic in nature. The original Super Mario Brothers movie. John Leguizamo, Bob Hoskins, Dennis Hopper, and et al. This is the first video game movie that was ever made. If you haven't seen it, be aware it is an absolute dumpster fire of a movie, but it's kind of so bad, it's like, how does this even exist? And that's why it's the suggestion this week. Contrast and compare the new Mario movie versus the original Mario movie. Who got it more right? Either way, that's a suggestion. Just totally a trolley suggestion, but suggestion nonetheless. Let's talk about that movie in the comments or the socials or whatever. Which now puts us in the rumor mill. Let's talk rumors, nerds. Rumors, rumors, rumors. We have no confirmations, no refutations to speak of. We do, though, kind of have a sort of confirmation a little bit, but we're going to get to that. First up, we have a new source for an old rumor. That new source has to do with Fantastic Four. We now have a new source that says Adam Driver is in fact nearing completion of contract negotiations to play none other than Reed effing Richards. What is that all about? I don't... Like, Adam Driver is a great actor, don't get me wrong. He's just not Reed Richards. Like, there's nothing physically about that man that screams Reed Richards. Dr. Doom? Maybe. Reed Richards? Yeah, no, not so much. So, hopefully the rumor is only accurate in that he's going to be in the movie and that he's, you know, nearing the end of his negotiations, but I'm hoping they got the character wrong and he's going to be Dr. Doom, because I would really get behind him as Dr. Doom, because a more dynamic character. I understand Reed Richards is super important to the MCU, to the Marvel universe in general, but like, Dr. Doom is so much more interesting, just as a general statement, so I don't know. But yeah, so that's what we got, new sources. Let's talk about brand new rumors that we have not yet touched on. So first up we have, this is the one that kind of sort of has a confirmation, but again, we'll get to that in a moment. Transformers Rise of the Beasts, apparently, according to the rumor, there is some trouble behind the scenes. So we are less than 2 months away from the release of this movie. The rumor says that there are more than a half a dozen different edits of the movie, and just as many editing teams that are all vying for their cut of the movie to be the cut of the movie. And it seems that nobody can really decide as to which one is the one that should be released in the theaters, and as a result, we don't have a trailer or anything to, like, you know, show us what they're gonna give us, aside from some very short, like, teasers and such. So, yeah, if we, the rumor said that there will not be a proper screening of the movie at CinemaCon explicitly because of these issues. So, what I originally wrote down in my notes, because it was before CinemaCon was over, if we don't see a screening by the end of CinemaCon, then we know that there's at least some validity to this rumor. We did not, in fact, get a screening of this movie. We didn't even get a new trailer for this movie. So that seems to give this a little bit more validity. It's not uncommon, though, just to play a little devil's advocate, not uncommon. It's fairly rare, but not super rare, I guess is more appropriate, for a movie to not get a trailer until maybe a month and a half-ish before the movie launches. The closer to that month time frame generally gives you an idea of how the studio feels confidence-wise and how the movie's going to do. So if it's a month out and we finally get that next trailer or whatnot, then we know that they really don't have high hopes for the movie, though... I don't know. It could surprise all of us. Let's give likelihood to this rumor. Likelihood that there is a few dozen or almost a dozen different edits of the movie seems a little far-fetched. 2 to 3, that seems a little more likely. This doesn't say that, though. This says very explicitly that there are more than 6. Even though we did not get a proper screening of the movie at CinemaCon, still seems unlikely that these specifics are accurate. So we're going 40% likely that there is this much issue behind the scenes at Transformers Rise of the Beasts, though there's probably some sort of issues going on. So, let's get back into Fantastic Four mode, shall we? We actually have another Fantastic Four rumor. We have Vanessa Kirby is now being rumored as Sue Storm. There were a number of other actresses that were supposedly in the running for it, though it now seems that Vanessa Kirby is the one that they are focusing on. Previously, we did talk about potential Sue Storm, so this could have gone as a new source, but I don't remember Vanessa Kirby being part of that potential list when we talked about this previously. That's why I put it here. So, I don't know. She seems like a pretty adequate Sue Storm. No issues with Vanessa Kirby. She's not a horrible actress, but she's also not the greatest, so kind of Marvel fodder. But let's put a likelihood on this one. We're going to put this one. I mean, it's such a bland rumor, like it honestly could go either way and we won't lose any sleep over it either way. So we're going to say 50% likely that Vanessa Kirby is going to be Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four movie. Then we have a Flash rumor. This one's real quick and kind of obvious. This new Flash rumor has it that Nicolas Cage is going to have a cameo as Superman because we are going to be dealing with the multiverse. This would kind of be like an ultimate... This would kind of be an ultimate fan service because there's a whole documentary on the Nicolas Cage Superman movie. John Schnepp did it. May he rest in peace. I actually got to interview Mr. Schnepp a couple of times before he passed. Dude was awesome. One of the sweatiest of the sweaties, and the nerd community is less rich for his passing. But Nicolas Cage, Superman having a cameo in The Flash because Nicolas Cage doesn't need money these days. Absolutely. I will be very surprised. I will be very surprised if we don't get this. So I'm putting this one, in spite of all of my instincts, I'm putting this one at 90% likely just because it seems like such a missed opportunity if they don't do this. Next, we're talking about Star Wars. We actually have 2 Star Wars rumors to talk about. First up, we have Disney reportedly... Oh, this one's so ridiculous. Disney reportedly wanting to sell their $4 billion-plus... dollar investment. That's right. There is a rumor saying that Disney's over Lucasfilm and they're just going to sell them off to the highest bidder. I mean, just because they've had a not the longest run of bad luck or bad it's not luck, it's choices, bad decision making, whatever, doesn't mean that it hasn't overall made them money. So this is a ridiculous rumor and we gotta squash it right now. I don't think this is likely at all. I don't think that we will see Disney sell Lucasfilm, even selling it for parts anytime soon. A decade down the road? Possibly. 5 years down the road is even possible if this streak of poor choices continues. Once Kathleen Kennedy retires, then I'm sure that will come to an end, but that's a whole different argument for a whole different video. So likelihood, again, that we're going to see Lucasfilm be sold by Disney, I'm going to put this one at about 20% likely, just because that's even generous. But let's move to the other rumor going around right now. Lucasfilm is looking to shelve Luke Skywalker and trade him out for the newer model of Baby Grogu. This actually comes from a couple of pretty decent sources, even though it sounds ridiculous to me. This very well could be the whole power play that we've talked about previously in the rumor mill, going on behind the scenes between Kathleen Kennedy and Iger and everybody else kind of involved. Favreau, Filoni, everybody's just kind of vying for the power of control over Lucasfilm. And there's two names on there that I'm pretty sure are the best option, but that's, again, a video for another time. According to this rumor, they're looking to do less with Luke because Luke is, I believe one of the sources put it as antiquated. Luke is an antique. He sells money, he makes money, but he doesn't sell tickets necessarily. That sounds like producer talk in modern times. So, as much as I don't want this to be true, it seems like there is some validity here. We have Mark Hamill making guest spots from time to time anymore. There's no focus on the Skywalkers as of his apparent death in The Rise of The Last Jedi? Last Jedi. Those movies just kind of blur together as one hot mess. The likelihood here on this is like a 65, and that I think is generous on the bottom side because I don't want it to be true, but I think it might be true. 65% likely that this is legit. And then that brings us to probably the goofiest, though still one of the more potential rumors for this episode, and it has to do with the Twilight franchise. So previously we've talked about the rumor, and now it's been confirmed that HBO Max, soon to be just Max, which that's a whole thing that they're starting to reconsider already before it even launches. So HBO Max is going to be doing a new series focused on the Harry Potter franchise. Harry Potter, each season of this new series is going to be a book, so we're going to be able to get much deeper into the Harry Potter lore than we did with the movies, because you can do a lot more with 8 to 10 hours than you can with 2 to 3. So, yeah. Not to be outdone, Stephanie Myers and Lionsgate. Lionsgate generally distributes through Showtime, who I think also has a contract with HBO Max, which is weird. Stephanie Myers, Lionsgate Film, not to be outdone by J.K. Rowling and company, are going to be doing a series based on Twilight, according to rumors. Oh, this is so bizarre. I think this one is, like, it comes from a very, very good source. This is one of those, like, it's in the trades as a rumor, so it's probably true. So very, very good source, and, like, it's just so crazy. It's gotta be true. I'm gonna put this one at about 80% likely that we're going to see a Twilight series based on those sparkly vampire books. Oh, yeah, I don't want to, but that's where it is. Thank you very much, Nerdy Legion. That is the end of the episode. So don't forget, if you want to get deeper into comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com, see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the Nerd Dudes, you want the entire news show, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining me. We will see you next time.